Today's show is brought to you by Target, otherwise known as Tarjay. It's President's Day on Monday, February 15th, and I bet you're off from work. Do you plan to shop at Target? I love Target. Access the link from my website, ninababel.com, and you know what? This gives you holiday discounts. I don't know about you, but I can't stand malls. I shop online. How cool is that, huh? Ask not what your listeners can do for you, but what you can do for your listeners. Keep it 100 and shop at Target.com.
What's this totally her talk about? On the show, we are always talking about women that are totally her. She's the girl who has fun, short, relatable, inspiring, socially and sexually awkward real-life everyday conversations that girlfriends normally have on a daily.
As I reflect on my 20s, that's when I received my first kiss. That's when I had my first sex. I remember being a freshman at the time, and some of my dorm mates found out that I had never kissed a boy before. A friend of mine, who was also from California, she decided to take on, I guess, the responsibility of teaching me how to kiss, how to French kiss. So she started with stuffed animals. That didn't really work. And then finally advanced her way over to a mirror, and the mirror was awesome. My French kiss with a boy, it has to taste and feel at least as good, because I kiss good to myself. If I can kiss myself good, then whoever I kiss, he better be able to surpass the mirror.
Girly Nation, welcome back to another episode of the Keep It 100 Girl Show, coming to you live from Washington, D.C. I'm your hostess with the Keep It 100 Girl Mostest. It's Nina Babel. As always, you know how I do. I keep it Benjamins, baby. That's right. I keep it 100. I keep it real and true using a sassy but classy TMI approach. My hand is raised. How about yours? Want to know my latest obsession? It's Snapchat. If you want to get to know me on a personal and business level, be part of my Snap Nation. You could also connect with me on Twitter, Instagram, using the handle at Nina Babel. And if you're old school like my Caribbean mother, then head over to my website at ninababel.com. I'll be honest, my 20s is a blur for a number of reasons. One, it's just a long time ago. And two, it's a fog of good memories of living it up, dating, and most of the time just living on the edge. Because you know what? I said so. I say all that to highlight what the hell was I doing and what was I thinking in my 20s? I mean, those are all just common questions we ask ourselves as we get older. Your 20s is the defining decade of your adulthood. I mean, it sets the stage because you're winging it. It's the curtain call to life on all counts. Oh, and you think you know everything, but you know what? Your 20s is about trial and error until you get it right or not.
I wish at 25. I mean, I look back at pictures and think, I thought I was so heavy then. Okay. Like, I thought I was so, and I was like, look at me. I'm so, you know, I looked good, you know, but you can't, why can't we see that about ourselves in the moment?
Right.
At the time, we're almost taught that it's not okay to feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's vain or that's whatever. Right. You know what I hate most? When my friends can't accept a compliment.
Oh.
Like, they're so self-deprecating about themselves. And I don't know if it comes from a place of really feeling insecure or something that's happened in their life. But when you say, this is beautiful, or that's beautiful, or you look great, or I love that sweater on you, and the first thing is, oh, but.
Right.
Or, eh, well, it's just.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Accept
Be
it.
Like, just say thank you.
Yeah.
Just say thank you.
Right.
Take it in. Yeah. Like, when people are like, oh my God, you look amazing. I'm like, I've been working really hard.
I own this.
Thank you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So, but it's okay to say that. That doesn't make me self-absorbed to say thank you.
Yeah.
I've been working really hard on this.
Right. Or, you know, like, when you put on this yellow jacket.
Yeah. Yeah.
I look good.
Yeah. And so you don't have to deflect it. Every time someone says something nice, you don't have to feel like you have to turn that back or you have to say a negative to balance it out. You can just take it in and let it make you feel good.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Right.
And then it makes you want to go out there and say it to other people.
Think of it this way. It's a test you've been studying from 0 to 19 years old. And I mean that literally, because all the love, your family upbringing, school, personality, social life baggage, or lack of it, it starts to make an appearance and show up. This is where you take all the lessons learned and you execute on your own your newfound freedom, right? Your first apartment, your first home, college, graduation. You discover your personality and really know what makes yourself tick. My embarrassing story? Well, it's winging it 101. All those cryptic sound bites you heard in my previous episodes that I told you about, remember? My mom? Well, she left that breadcrumb trail of I told you so's leading up to now. So I got pregnant. Here I was in my early 20s, just feeling really embarrassed. I was responsible though, but careless with taking my birth control. But no one told me if you miss 2 days, that null and voids everything. Well, I lie. I just remembered. My BFF did tell me, but you know what? I forgot. You know, in the heat of the moment, you forget, or right before the heat of the moment. I heard her voice and I realized what the hell had happened. You know, he was in med school at the time. When I called, it's almost like intuitively he knew. There was this dramatic, awkward pause, followed by his mansplanation that he wasn't ready to be a father. All I was remembering was that infamous finger pointing at me in the air from my mother when I got my period. Remember? Go back to episode number one. It was, "Don't you ever get pregnant." Today, sometimes I wonder what if, only because I don't have kids. But I got many truth bombs for you today from Girly Nation, and I'd either come close or trump mine, like this story from Nicole.
Okay, so as I reflect on my 20s, one thing that's, I guess, an interesting thing about me is growing up in a traditional Caribbean household, it was very strict. I was very sheltered growing up, and I grew up in a majority white environment from kindergarten all the way up through high school. So as far as like dating options, exploring my identity, my sexuality, a lot of that stuff for me was sort of put on the back burner or was kind of discouraged or somewhat postponed. I didn't get to have the same experiences as some of my other girlfriends in high school with their first boyfriends and first experiences. There weren't a lot of dating options, not a lot of people checking for me, I guess, in that regard. So I made a conscious decision when selecting my college of choice to make sure that I was in an environment where I was the majority. So I ended up leaving Southern California and packing up my bags and going to undergrad to a historically black college in the South. And that experience kind of, for me, was influenced by popular media like A Different World and The Cosby Show and things of that nature. So I was in search of a different world. And when I got to that black college in the South, it was exactly just that. It was a culture shock. But what I also found was at the age of 19/20, that's when I received my first kiss. That's when I met my first love. That's when I had my first sex. I had a lot of first experiences outside of the classroom, and which was good because they always say that 90% of what you learn in college happens outside of the classroom. I learned a whole lot about myself and exploring myself and my body and things of that nature. And so college for me, I had a great time. I had a good balance. I did graduate with honors, by the way. But as far as me exploring myself and sexuality and things of that nature, all of that happened for me as an undergrad. So I have a lot of special moments and memories as it relates to that. So it wasn't awkward, ironically. I remember being a freshman at the time, and some of my dorm mates found out that I had never kissed a boy before. So one embarrassing moment was a friend of mine who was also from California. She decided to take on, I guess, the responsibility of teaching me how to kiss, how to French kiss. So she started with stuffed animals. That didn't really work. And then finally advanced her way over to a mirror. And the mirror was awesome. Like, I could, like, visualize it. I could feel myself. I could kiss myself. It was just like, okay, my kiss, my French kiss with a boy, it has to taste and feel at least as good. Because I kiss good to myself. If I can kiss myself good, then whoever I kiss, he better be able to surpass the mirror. That's what I was like going for. So it helped me exercise my tongue, helped me relax my lips, get my formation together, all of that. She taught me breathing techniques.
Wow.
Crazy. Yeah, so I was just like, this is awesome. So when I had that first kiss experience, it wasn't awkward, and it didn't come across, at least to that person, that it was my first time kissing. That never came up. They didn't look at me like, have you done this before? So it was very natural and comfortable because I learned to get comfortable with myself. I learned to get comfortable with my body. So that was the first kiss type of experience.
So clinical psychologist Dr. Meg Jay, she says 80% of life's most defining moments take place by the age of 35. Ladies, that means 8 out of the 10 decisions, experiences, and aha moments that make your life will have happened by your mid-30s. Aha moments. We definitely got those. I give them to you every week. You know those aha moments mom left out, omitted, or was like, sorry girl, bye. Today we're going to talk about love, sex, dating, body, and health. And all the women I spoke to, they range in age from their 20s to 50s. So I'm going to give you the full spectrum. I'm embracing this episode like a bad habit. You can't get enough. Like I said earlier, my 20s was about having a good time. Too much of a good time. You don't know who you are or what you're made of. You know what you're capable of, which doesn't always translate to something positive. Well, sometimes. You know, you got that chip on your shoulder, you got major chick swagger, that badass boss chick walk, or you know what? You're just that elephant in the room that doesn't get phased. The key is know how to use it constructively. Everything will click. You will know what clicks, whether it's mentally, you take no shit like a boss babe, physically, what looks good on you, and you tap into how your body works on a monthly basis when it comes to sex and aging, and then spiritually, you finally get it. You understand the meaning of quieting your mind, letting go of that negative energy that you tolerated long enough. So one of the things women have difficulty clicking with is spirituality. And I'm not talking religion here. Everybody connects to the universe differently. The medium down the street looks at her crystals. It might be a morning joe. And you know what? The rest of us, we just appreciate the small things in life, like Sarah. This is how she clicks spiritually.
My biggest advice I would give to a girl in her 20s is that there are more than you can imagine natural ways to heal your body. And it's not connected to taking a pill or a vitamin, but that you can learn exercise techniques, you can learn energy techniques to move your energy around your body. And a lot of it starts in your mind. And you would think that it has more to do with being physical, but really healing your body starts in your mind. And I wish somebody would have sat me down and said, this is a mindset game more than anything else.
Right.
If I had known that, I really would have been grateful and dig deeper into getting more information about it. My favorite mindset book that I've read, it has more to do with money, but one of them is called Overcoming Under-Earning. And I think that's a really good one for anybody in their 20s to read, that they would get a lot of information from it and just realize again that it's a head game, and it's how you bring your mindset to it that really changes everything.
Not everyone in your life is meant to stay. I mean, you're content with yourself, your life, you're attracted to yourself more than ever. You look in the mirror and you know when you're hot. So when people tell you, it's just a validation. It may change from day to day, but we know if we're having an off day, and we know it's temporary.
Nina's purpose is to empower women to celebrate women's embarrassing moments. If you're too shy, nervous, or embarrassed to ask about sensitive girly stuff, you're in the right place.
Starting with confidence, learn to say no, not for spite, but to prove a point. It's a pushing back thing. As you get older, this becomes your default. Then remember, say no to jerks, thugs, bad boys, and even those intellectual Ivy League witty mouth a-holes that are not good for you or even in the long haul. You think in terms of time now. No more waiting. No more waiting in line in a club to eat food, waiting for a friend or a date. Well, maybe you will wait for your date. Give them 20 minutes. All these things, though, are a thing of the past. Your time matters more than anyone else's. You also think in terms of missed opportunities, what you miss, what you could have gotten done, or even a good nap. If you want to go home, you don't need to wait for that ride home either. You ride out like peace out. Pressing delete gets real easy when it comes to friends, family, email, food, men, especially if they've used up their nine lives. All right, next is stigmatized, ladies. It happens to the best of us. Men, they think with their third leg. Tricks are not for kids. The one thing that's true that my mummy told me is that all they want is sex and to get into your pants. It's true. Nice guys can stigmatize too, so be careful of them too.
Because I guess once I got in college, it was more about sex. And then I was like, dang, you know what? Let me call him. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was more like, oh, he does that. That's right. Let me call. Like, I had a different dude who did certain things. So when I felt like I needed that certain thing, I'd be like, let me call him. You know, you know what each person is good at.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I had a lot of sexual partners, but it's like, you know, once you're on that level with certain people, and the guys do it all the time.
I'm guilty of that. I think like a guy when it comes to that. Like,
yeah.
I can really look at you and say, oh, you look fuckable. Like, if you do that,
right.
Emotions, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't need nothing else from you. Just
right.
That.
Right.
And then they get attached, you can't get rid of them. Lord.
Next is body con. Looks do fade. All those people in high school that you thought were hot, trust me, they get ugly. And all the ugly or average looking ones, you guys get hotter as you age.
I love it. Yeah. And our mothers, we have so much influence if we do it right.
If, yeah, exactly.
And I'll never forget in high school, I would go.
That's so Laura. In her 50s, she owns a couple of hair salons in the DC area.
So did I. But one thing I can say is when I go back to my reunion, my high school reunion, no one had me. No one fondled me.
Right.
it did suck.
Hey.
But it feels so good.
Right.
I went to my class reunion on Thanksgiving, and this one guy goes up to my husband. He says, "You're a lucky man. You're a lucky man." He says, "You better hold her tight. Because you know what? I could take her." It's like,
what did your husband say?
He said, "Where are we?" But he told his friend. He never mentioned it to me.
Okay.
But he told his friend. Because he loves my father.
Right. And did you remember him from...
He was the finest guy in high school. Michael Webb.
Flaunt your bod now. Seriously, this is a gift you take for granted. Or think it will always remain the same. Do what makes you feel sexy. The pooch is coming, along with that first Spanx order. Your butt and your leg is going to sag all in the wrong places. It's like watching paint dry in disbelief. But you know what? Your personality, it doesn't sag, though. Dimples aren't meant for your face. Cottage cheese doesn't mean the kind you eat. The first place it will show up is around your butt and legs. In our early 20s, a lot of women are out drinking or eating the cheap, empty calorie foods that we could only afford, whether it's in college or right out of college. We have all these crap sleep schedules, and you know what? We don't work out because we don't have to. But later in our 20s and up, we could afford the better diet, the better hair products, makeup, nicer clothes, and do that yoga thing so we could sleep better. We're more concerned about physical fitness and having a clear understanding of who we are, and we're more confident.
Because depression is a very real thing, and that's another thing I could tell folks in their 20s and other ages. There's no need to be ashamed if something is mentally off or imbalanced and you need help. Reach out for help, whether it's therapy, talking to family, friends. If you had to see that maybe you have a health issue or whatever have you, definitely do that. Like, don't make people act like you got to toughen up and be okay. You know, everything isn't about just toughening up. That's one of those things, yeah, man, like, certain pain you might be going through is not going to be healed by eating a lot or drinking a lot or being involved with people on a physical level a lot or whatever have you. A lot of stuff could have so many other things going on, but that's not going to be what makes you feel better for a long period of time. And I've saw various people in their 20s getting into those type of habits to dull other deeper pains from their lives. And that can really mess with you later on. And I'm very happy to know people who have gotten past that through all kinds of means, but to not even have to go on that journey is probably the best thing if you can avoid it. Like, there were some people I know it got really frightening for them for a minute, where it's like, damn, like, they seem really super gone right now because of alcoholism or a hard drug addiction or whatever had you. But they were able to make it through, and I do know some people who unfortunately did not make it through and died.
Mentally, your ish becomes tighter as you age. And for those of you who are not familiar with ish, it's the shit. Trust is like a reward that must be earned. Your shit is together by now, or the ish is almost done. One and done. You care more about making distinctions between time wasters and being productive with your life and relationships.
Live your life to the fullest. Do all the things you want to do. Don't wait to have a partner to do it. And certainly don't let anybody tell you that you can't do anything. And I mean that professionally more than anything, because I think in your 20s, we're more inclined to really listen to mentors or senior folks who tell us you have to do things a certain way. Do it the way you think works best for you. You know yourself better than anybody else.
And then relationship-wise?
Take your time. You don't know yourself well enough in your 20s. You're still figuring out who you are and what you like. I would highly recommend dating a lot of people. Now, that's not sleeping with a lot of people, but I mean getting to know and socializing with a lot of different people and deciding what you like. It's your choice.
You can sniff out that killjoy in a second and keep your enemies closer. You get to a point where you're like, screw expectations. It's about you, boo.
So it's, and that's both the mental and physical. I mean, when I say mental, like emotional kind of.
Yeah, because it's hard.
Yeah.
When you see someone, like say for me, it's skinny legs.
You love them or hate them?
I wish I had them.
Oh.
Like I wish I had slender legs. Just randomly pick that as a thing.
Right.
But it's just, you're built a certain way. And you can help it. You can enhance it. You can change it to a point. But you can't make it something completely different than what
your DNA, right. DNA says.
Yeah. So, and that's okay.
Right.
That's, I think, where we get stuck is, like, there's only that one way that it's beautiful or one way that is ideal. But that's not true.
Yeah.
Multitasking takes on a whole new meaning. Anytime missed is taken away from me and my schedule. Girl, scan the room. Don't wait to get picked. Pick your prey. And then after, Google him.
I want to be mentally stimulated. I have to be. I'm not really into the funny type. I mean, he has to have a sense of humor, obviously, but I like more, for me to be mentally stimulated and
through conversation.
He has to be, like, smart. I'm more into, I'm a sapiosexual.
Yeah,
so he has to be at least, like, smart so I can...
So how fast does it take you to realize if he's smart or not? Sometimes that doesn't come through right away.
Mm-hmm. Well, a big hint is like if you say a big word or like you're, and he's like, what does that mean? That's done. You're out of here.
That's the test.
Next.
That's the test.
Yeah. But I mean,
I can happily say I still have to tell 20 to 25 year old boys to get lost. I mean, what a problem to have, right? I get hit on and asked out at least, if not 10,000 times, 20,000 times, more than I did when I was in my 20s. I know I'm not the only one, especially when I'm looking at my worst and least expected. Liv, is this you? You have a lot of expectations. Shit happens that forces you either to deal, accept, or move on. Everybody is in that quote unquote, he's the one mode. You dick around, no plans, just go with the flow, not realizing time is not on your side and neither is your biological clock. I'm not saying run out there and get pregnant, but know you're born with all your eggs you're going to release over time. By your mid-30s, the struggle is real.
Think about freezing your eggs. If you do feel like you might want to have children, it's your decision. So that's what I would tell someone in their 20s.
I like that. I wish someone told me that.
Yeah, someone tried to tell me that in my 30s, and I don't know
you
what.
You dismissed it?
I didn't dismiss it, but I think I was still sort of thinking, I'm going to meet somebody, and we're going to, and there's still time.
Right.
I did meet somebody. But the timing was off. So, you know, in terms of the timing was off for us to do it the natural way.
So
Scott and I met in our 30s.
That whole biological clock thing, I didn't really take it seriously.
Yeah.
I felt like the self-inflicted pressure.
Pressure, yep.
Mm-hmm. Right? Because it's like, oh, you're old at 35.
Right, right.
And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Like, and you know, you have no eggs left.
Yep.
Really? Because the amount of women I know who have done IVF.
Yep.
Just, that's normal practice.
Yes, right, right.
But I wish someone had told me something more about that, because I didn't fully understand.
Sand. Yeah. I knew, but maybe this was one of those things where, I mean, I think I was torn between two things. Between feeling like, yeah, but I'm different. And then also my spiritual belief of, if it's meant to be for me, if God has that in my plan, it's going to happen. Sure. And so
you start understanding, though, what's healthy versus what's not in a relationship. Anything that has to do with domestic violence, whether it's some kind of mental or physical abuse, are signs for you to get out now. Unfortunately, some women do, and some just do nothing about it.
I would say, you know, the biggest thing is that just take the time for yourself to discover who you are independently of the other people in your life. But what I found myself doing over and over again was just kind of just becoming whatever I needed to become for my parents, for my ex-boyfriend, for my ex-husband, for my kids. It was like needs assessment. All right, what needs to happen here? All right, how do I fill that role? How do I fill that gap? And it really wasn't until the last couple of years that I started actually thinking about, independently of all the rest of these people, what is it that I want to do? What is it that I feel passionately about? Not just what I can do, because I'm really blessed to be gifted in a lot of areas. So that was part of the problem. Like, it was this perfect storm. It's like, what do I feel passionately about? What do I feel like is my calling and my mission to the world? You know, I'm watching my 22-year-old sister going through that same thing. She just got out of a 3-year relationship with a doofus head. And I'm just like, this, the way he's treating you is not okay. This is abuse. And he got super mad at me because he's like, she said, Al hates you now. I said, why does Al hate me? Because you just tell me to pursue my dreams instead of listening to him. I'm like, yeah. And so if there's a man that comes along, or a friend or a boss or whatever that lines up with that, great. Or that's supportive of that, great. You know, but the people in your life should be there supporting you and helping you on that journey, not hindering you on that journey. And if they're trying to force you to be what they want you to be, just get rid of that influence in your life, because it's so important to know who you are and to embrace yourself and to have self-love and self-compassion and, you know, be excited about who you are. And that's so hard. Like, we're told from the time we're a little girl, like, how we're supposed to look, how we're supposed to dress, how we're supposed to talk. And just being able to shed that and say, this is who I am.
Don't give up being yourself. Set boundaries, even with the nice guys. Girl code. This is the sister code etiquette. Don't get booed up and forget your peeps. You can't recover from that quite easily, explaining to your bestie that you're back.
My sister and I talk all the time about how my mom would drop everything for a man. And for us, it's like, no, no, no. You do not drop everything for a dude. If you're girls, you're supposed to go out with your girls and do whatever.
That's right.
Dude is like...
If a girl asks you to walk behind her, don't ask. Don't tell. Just walk slower and check to see if she has a red stain or something on her butt. Or if you're in a public place, look her straight in the eyes and say the code word ketchup. Whether sober or drunk, never leave your girl at a party, club, or event with someone she's just met or doesn't know at all. Text her, text them when you get home to make sure everyone is home safe. When you're shopping with your friends, it's better to tell them the truth about how the outfit really makes them look. They're better finding out in the dressing room. If something looks terrible or doesn't fit properly or doesn't show off their best features, tell them. You always, always must quietly inform another girl if her dress is tucked into her crack. That shit is embarrassing. If you don't love yourself, you don't have the capacity to love or appreciate other women. me to my story. I mean, this is a great example of sister code. So I got in the car and I felt a little gush from my badge. And you know, the Nina trick is, if ever that happens, I pull up my skirt, my dress, and I pull it up to my waist if I'm in the car to avoid any further damage. First, I was like, was my period supposed to start? And I was like, nah, it only lasted 2 seconds. So I thought it was just a one-time event, but it really did come. It was a scorching summer day. I had on this lemon citron dress. A complete stranger ambushes me in Costco. She says, don't hate me for telling you this. And I was like thinking, what is she gonna tell me? Did I win some money? But now I'm panicking inside. She says, I would want someone to tell me if this was me, but you have a blood stain on your dress. And I'm like, oh, where is it? And I begged her to walk behind me to my car. And I was just thinking in slow motion, oh my God, you know, how can I make it without people gazing at me, my dress? How big is this blood stain? Is it closer to my butt? Is it to the side? And then I'm thinking of my dress that I really, really like. And walking to my car felt like an eternity. I didn't look left. I didn't look right. It was just straight up tunnel vision. You know, I sat down in the driver's seat, relieved, and I felt like I made it out of the Amazon jungle alive. All I could think about was getting home in 15 minutes to salvage my favorite dress, run it under cold water, and spray it with some Shout. It never fails. It's either you have too many pads in your purse for the whole world to see your Skittles collection, not enough, or none. Which brings me to feminine hygiene. What did your mother teach you about underwear etiquette, huh? We can all agree that after sitting through sex ed class as teenage girls, we didn't spend a lot of the time revisiting, I guess, that experience, right? What goes in our underwear? What happens? And this is one of my popular YouTube videos that women want to know more of. And that's like, how do we take care of those skid marks? Dirty is relative when it comes to underwear. You and I have different experiences. If a pair of underwear are uncomfortable, or if I'd be embarrassed if someone saw them, then they get tossed. There's nothing dirty about wearing a set of underwear that have a tiny hole at the hip or a shot elastic waistband or some discoloration. You know, most women recycle and reuse them as workout underwear or period panties until they reach the end of their lifespan. Track your monthly cycle. Whether you use an app or marking the calendar manually, it's good to know when to expect those different types of gushy discharge moments. A normal pH is a measure of acidity in your poom-poom. Normal ranges are 3.5 to 4.5. When you have a stinky poom-poom, it's because there's an imbalance and it produces an odor. And especially when you're on your period, those blood levels are about 7.4. And furthermore, a tampon even triggers a pH balance if left over 2 hours because of the fluid retention, right? It's like that buildup of blood that's in our uterus. Panty liners are a great compromise, but sometimes, you know what? They just don't let my junk breathe. Combined with that, having to wear suffocating tights, get a pretty sweaty and a little ripe. Panty liners can trap heat and moisture and make yeast infections more likely. Again, not a problem everybody has. I still use them occasionally, but not every day like some women. Sex. There are some things about sex you should not compromise on. Most women discover orgasms at different ages and stages, and you know what? Some don't. They're still in wait mode. Again, Girly Nation keeps it 100 by telling you what 50 shades of an amazing orgasm feels like. What does the big O feel like? If you had to describe it to somebody, what would you tell her? Like from sounds to the way it feels, just think of an adjective or think of a way that you would explain it to your BFF.
I would just say it's like kind of, if you experience any heavenly feelings, that's what it's like. And if it's right, you know when it's right. And it's just like perfect, I think. If there's the closest thing to perfection, then it's that. It's loud, I guess. It's just fun. It's like, it's a good feeling. Something that you don't want to like necessarily end, but it's great.
It's almost like there's like a buildup, and then a release, and it feels really good.
Like heaven, huh? Yeah.
Oh my God. No, that's what I would usually say. Three words or less. Explosion of euphoria. That's what I would say. Just like so intense, can't even like euphoria that's spreading throughout your entire body from your tips of your toes to your fingertips to your head, like entire body. So total euphoria.
Total euphoria. I get it.
My story? It feels like a giant tickle that takes over your body. For me, it happened at the age of 25 without me realizing. I mean, I'm not talking the getting horny feeling, the butterfly wet feeling either, or from just messing around. It's a feeling where you're clearly losing it. This is the I'm having sex and I'm currently undergoing an out-of-the-body exorcist experiences with my eyes being thrown to the back of my head.
When I was 25, I'd just be like, the bed be soaking wet. What the hell's wrong with her? You piss on yourself?
No, it's not the same.
That's squirt, isn't it?
Yeah.
What'd you say? Oh, shit. What'd you say in here?
She said that's called squirting. The whole bed is wet. Then yeah, obviously that's so what you did.
Now it's just like medium wet, you know, but anyway.
Yeah. Learned some stuff tonight, huh?
Yeah. Yo, did you or me?
Me.
That's just how, you'll see when you get older and you have more children, you'll notice that, okay, I have them, but it's not like, you know, when you be seeing stars. And
not only did my first orgasm feel on top of the world, it had some symbolism to it because me and my boyfriend were literally on top of a stadium in the nosebleed seats having sex. This was a summer night. Only the crickets were awake in the park. And you know what? There was even a cop car in the parking lot. When we left, I was like, oh my God, that's what it was. It happened. I did it. I had my first O. And you know what? That sets the benchmark for future O's. You never want to have sex without having one. And if you do, there's a chem or a sex drive thing you need to work on, whether it's with him or not.
Nothing. Everything I know about sex came from my first boyfriend, who literally wrote me a book, illustrated in everything, on everything I needed to know. Blowjobs. Oh, what would happen? He is the one that told me that you pee and have sex from two different places. I did not know this.
Oh, that's so cute.
I never looked down. That's so cute. I just assume it all came from the same place. And mind you, I first had sex at 17. So I did not know. He is the one. She never, I got nothing.
Oh, that's so cute.
Nothing.
Was he older?
Yes. He was just a little bit older, mm-hmm. but he was so much more experienced and just... He was like living on his own at that point. He lost it. I still have that book to this day. The best thing ever.
Wow.
It was based in fact. It wasn't like he had actually done research to find out, talking about orgasms and ejaculation and what's going to happen, what to expect, what I might feel, all of it.
And what does he do today?
Yeah, I don't even know.
Good answer.
I am so appreciative. He taught me so much. Every single thing that I wanted to know, he was the one that taught me about it. Like our first experience, he is the one that I credit with learning how to get me to orgasm. So I knew what that felt like, and I knew how to get myself there. I am one of the lucky women that has an orgasm every time I have sex. For me to think that people don't have that is ridiculous. Like, why the hell would you do it if you don't get there? What is the point?
Dating is like being in a candy store in your 20s. And then the candy store slowly gets rid of merchandise, doesn't build back its inventory. And you know what? It goes out of business. Beyond your 20s, the pool gets really shallow and your standards get higher. The pool of men to pick from gets smaller, or you might even get someone on their second time around, whether it's with or without kids.
In your 20s, go out and date as much people as you like. Do not get married in your 20s. I would never recommend that.
Wow. I would agree with that. Although it's not for everybody, but that's your...
You can't fix stupid. If he's damaged or broken, it's really on you if you want to deal with it. But listen to the clues. As subliminal as they are, I'll give you an example. If he tells you, like, he could sit on the couch and watch TV all day, you know what? His ass can. Make a mental note and see if you're okay with it. Some girls might be, but see how that manifests over time, especially, you know, when you have kids. What happens if you're sick? Is he still going to be on the couch? Ignoring nice guys will be your downfall. because you'll always want them when you're older.
When a man meets you and he likes you, he will turn everything upside down to be with you. When that feeling goes, that's when you no longer know the person. Because then the other person comes up and you're like, who the fuck are you?
Know that breakups aren't failures either. People outgrow each other, and you've realized you know what you want and you don't want to deny yourself any longer. Think of regrets as for the careless and irresponsible. I mean, who doesn't have a few? Don't beat yourself over it.
Know that you're the shit.
Right. Yeah, know that your shit doesn't stink. I mean,
we're all winging it. Your sense of expectations evolve over time and happen sometime down the road. Abso-friggin-lutely, drop a guy who says they don't go down. That's a red flag. Bye-bye, Felicia. All right, health. Let me tell you, there was this woman that I worked with, and every time we would travel together on business trips or just even have lunch together, she would pull out this Ziploc of vitamins. And I always looked at her like, oh, are you sick? Like, what's wrong? And one day I just decided to ask her, what is all that? And she says it's vitamins. And then she told me her age, and I was like, ooh, I need to start taking those. And I swear, ever since, I walk around, I feel like I'm Jean. I walk around with my Ziploc bag in my bag, and all my friends know me with this Ziploc bag. But vitamins make sense. And I'm not talking Fred Flintstone or the cheap ones. Invest in some good ones. You have a sense of where you're lacking, and it will show. Sleep is more important now than ever, whether you like it or not. You can't run yourself ragged anymore like you did in your 20s, thinking it's mandatory to use every minute of the day to accomplish everything. Take timeouts to eliminate stress. Figure out the best way to do that, whether it's quieting your mind before you start your day, maybe it's traveling every 3 months, maybe it's just taking a bubble bath. You accept the idea of therapy or even try it. I will tell you that I was ignoring the therapy thing, thinking it would unleash a Pandora's box, but honestly, it's different from talking to your friends. It's talking to someone who has no bias, and they're professionally trained to question you. So I encourage anybody going through any type of struggle to try it. Your skin. I'm talking your face. This is where shit catches up with you, right? Based on your eating habits. Black doesn't crack. Show me a black woman with wrinkles and Botox. I rest my case. You white women, stay out of the sun. Alcohol, smoking. It shows up mostly on you guys. I'm sorry, but it does. If you die tomorrow, will you die happy? Plan for the future, but always accept you could drop dead tomorrow. Tell somebody you love them. Next, I had the utmost pleasure of speaking with a social media celebrity. You know her as the Instagram expert on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. It's Sue B. Zimmerman. You can follow her at the Instagram expert. But in this next story, she talks about her vulnerabilities and she reveals how she turned a negative into a positive.
I'm finally honoring my body and saying, okay, this is your one and only body. Take care of it, because if you want to be healthy, you've got to take care of it. So I have always been the person that exercises. You heard me say that I was a jock and an athlete, and exercising was never my problem. It was always, how can I improve what nutrients I'm putting in my bodies? Which ones should I take away? And, you know.
So despite your DNA, taking care of your body now will lead to a fulfilling life. Your body, as Sue put it, is a temple. Take care of it, and it will take care of you. Besides a healthy diet, invest in your body.
Talk about the differences, you know, whether it's metabolism, body changes between your 20s and now that you're in your mid-30s that you've noticed with yourself.
Don't eat a whole lot of crap if you can avoid it.
Mary is in her mid-30s and she's living right here in the D.C. area. She's not only the founder of the syndicated Fusebox radio broadcast, but girlfriend's known as DJ Fusion.
Send some wings together and sleep for 2 hours and then go to our first period class and work and then party and drink and do the same thing over and over again. I don't know about everybody else. I can't do that in my 30s. Not even because I would necessarily feel physically bad per se on certain levels, but because my body's like, yo, that entire team no sleep thing is some bullshit. You were able to do that back in the day. Right now, you need at least a good 4 to 5 hours of deep sleep, if not 8. That's meant to be your weekend or whatever. And I say if you're already in terms of like a basic fitness thing now, this doesn't mean that you got to eat like kale every single day, but try to be as balanced as you can. Food and stuff that you eat, it does have an effect on you, even if it's just you waking up the next morning and feeling a bit sluggish. And some form of exercise is good. You might not have to be a gym rat, but even if you just do some decent walks, runs, whatever type of exercise makes you comfortable, it's not going to go on ahead and hurt you later on, because that metabolism slowdown thing is super duper real for a lot of folks. Luckily for me, it didn't affect me physically too much, but there's definitely little things that you notice where you're just there like, nah, I can't do this. Them long drinking binges back in the day. When you get older, you're probably just there like, so I need to have some food and some water before we get into drinking. And even then, it might be a certain amount of drink.
The syndicated Fusebox radio broadcast has grown with a reach over 25 international FM and radio stations, along with website outlets. You can't eat the same shit like you did in your teens and your 20s and expect to have a good bill of health.
But you know, like, in your 20s, it's like you feel good, you look good. You haven't even gotten your body yet. You don't have your figure yet at 20. You know what sexy feels like. You don't even know what you're doing.
Right.
You're just like pleasing him.
Going through the motions.
Start to just like be grounded. When 30s come, then you're starting to get the bomb body. Your figure's starting to like, woo, she looks good. Even as a woman like walking in the street in a suit and she's 30 to 40.
And you're just like, wow, she is killing.
Right, crushing it.
20-something, stop.
You take your body for granted in your 20s.
That's true. You eat butter pecan ice cream.
Right.
Every night.
You don't take into account that flat stomach.
That's true.
You think it's always going to be there.
That's true. That's so true. Because I'm in my 50s. I think 50s is a new 40. I feel like if I worked out, if I did, which I don't, I would have the bomb body. You know what I mean?
Because you are that without trying.
I love you. I'm going to pay you.
You know what? Eye cream pays off. Start young. Start using it now. Don't wait until you see that first wrinkle. Although wrinkles are not the tragedy, not living long enough to have wrinkles is the bigger tragedy. You'll want your 20-year-old body back, so appreciate every piece of it.
Oh, to be 20 again and just...
to have that tight body.
Right. You see?
You know what? When you're in your 20s, I say live it up. You got it flaunted. Be careful. Be smart. Because things you do in your 20s can still have a rippling effect in your 40s. Be smart.
So from going gray to those wisdom lines, it shows all your experiences, whether good or bad. So focus on the good. If your skin is jacked in your 20s, it's going to get worse. Why? Because you're going to have hormonal issues. Or it might be the fact that you're not shitting on a regular basis. You should be doing it twice a day, not every 2, 3, 4 days. So ladies, I can go on for days here, and we can make what every girl should know in their 20s a series. But first, I need to hear from you. And I want you to call this number, leave a voice message telling me what every girl should know in her 20s. Are you ready to write down that number? It's 573-919-0830. And depending on the feedback, we can make it into a long-standing series. Until then, if you need an extra dose of Nina Girlisms, head over to my website, ninababel.com, to download the friggin' truth. It's free. Okay, it's now mantra time. No matter what age you are, mantra time consists of those holy grail reminders that I would have told my 20-year-old self. And actually, I kind of still do. Are you ready? Forget perfect. Shit happens. Don't waste bad energy beating up yourself. Life has its good bumps and its bad bumps. Just make sure they're not contagious. Hydrate. because it will show if you don't. Remember those wrinkles. Take care of your pom-pom, your lady biscuit, inside and out. Your body gives you warning signals all the time. Listen to them. Oh my God, get to know your pom-pom and gut better. Listen to both of them. They are self-cleaning ovens. It's your voice of reason. Every day, wake up with a fresh start. Learn to say these three words. I'm doing me. Remember the eye cream, and it doesn't have to be expensive either. I use Aquaphor. Fool me once, you're lost. End of story. So if you have a mantra you would like to share with Girly Nation, you can tweet me at Nina Babel using the hashtag #EveryGirlShouldKnow. And then always, you can hit me up on Instagram, Facebook, or my latest obsession, Snapchat. And that wraps up another episode. Don't forget to share the show with your friends. Anybody that has a question or personal story, send your email to ask@ninababel.com. And you know what? I'm going to feature it on an upcoming show. Subscribe for my podcast updates at www.ninababel.com/subscribe. New episodes of the Keep It 100 Girls Show drop every Tuesday on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. Give me some love, Girl Nation. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast in iTunes or using your favorite podcast provider. I'm the new chick on the iTunes block. When you rate and review my podcast, you're helping my position in each iTunes category. Check out my videos on YouTube by typing Nina Babel. You can find Nina on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and Facebook. Are you in a dating loop where you thought he was the one, but turned out to be just dating deja vu? Well, tune in next week for more deets. Smooches! Peace out.